Harper Audio presents The Pioneer Woman, Black Heels to Tractor Wheels, A Love Story. This is the author, Ree Drummond. For my children, Mama loves you. For my husband, Mama loves you too. Introduction. One day a few years ago, I began jotting down the story of how I met and married my husband. I got as far as the middle of the first chapter, then abruptly stopped writing, stuck it in a drawer, and went on to other things. Sometime later, after waking up with an uncharacteristic case of writer's block, I pulled the roughly written story out of the drawer. A regular blogger, I was brain dead that day, and while I was certain few people would find my love story interesting, I wanted to give the readers of my site something new. I said a couple of Hail Marys, hoped they wouldn't hate it, and posted it on my website. To my surprise, readers responded and asked for another chapter. I wrote it that same night. A second chapter led to a third, and then a fourth. Encouraged by readers of thepioneerwoman.com, I began posting regular weekly installments of my real-life online serial love story, complete with romantic tension and cliffhangers at the end of each episode. It became an integral part of my writing routine for over 18 months, and my friends and readers were there with me every step of the way. I loved the entire experience. I loved going back and remembering. By the end of that time frame, I'd written over 40 installments and had gotten only as far as our wedding day. I decided to end the online version at that point, then immediately began writing the continued story, which goes through our first year of marriage. This audiobook is the complete combined story, both the rip-roaring romance novel-style saga that I posted on my website, with some new material, which begins the night I met my husband and ends when we leave for our honeymoon, and a new section which documents the early days of our life as a married couple. I hope you love the story. I hope it makes you smile. I hope it reminds you of all the reasons you fell in love in the first place. And if you haven't yet found love, I hope it shows you that love can often come find you instead, probably when you least expect it. Part 1, Chapter 1, Once Upon a Time in the Midwest. Forget this, I said to myself as I lay sprawled on the bed in which I grew up. In my Oklahoma hometown, on a self-imposed pit stop, I was mired in a papery swamp of study guides, marked up drafts of my resume, listings of available Chicago apartments, and a J. Crew catalog, from which I just ordered a $495 wool gabardine winter coat in olive, not chocolate, because I'm a redhead, and because Chicago, I reminded myself, is a tad more nippy than Los Angeles, which I'd just left weeks earlier. I'd been at it all week, searching, editing, shopping, ordering, and I was worn smooth out, my eyes watery from reading, my middle finger pruny from licking and flipping through pages, my favorite fuzzy socks dingy and rank from languishing on my feet for 2 days straight. I needed a break. I decided to head down to the J Bar, a local dive where some of my friends were meeting for a Christmas break drink. I'd begged out earlier in the evening, but by now that glass of Chardonnay seemed not only appealing, but necessary. Mandatory. But I was a disheveled mess, the downside of not leaving one's bedroom for over 48 hours. Not that I had anyone to impress anyway. It was my hometown, after all, the place that had raised me. And though relatively picturesque and affluent, it wasn't exactly the kind of town that required getting dressed to the nines to go out for wine. With this in mind, I washed my face, threw on some black mascara, an absolute must for any fair-skinned redhead with light eyes, and released my hair from its tired ponytail. Throwing on a faded light blue turtleneck and my favorite holy jeans, I dabbed some Carmex on my lips and blew out the door. 15 minutes later, I was in the company of my old friends and the Chardonnay, feeling the kind of mellow buzz that comes not only from your first couple of sips of the night, but also from the familiar contentment of being with people who've known you forever. That's when I saw him, the cowboy, across the room. He was tall, strong, and mysterious, sipping bottled beer and wearing jeans and, I noticed, cowboy boots. And his hair. The stallion's hair was very short and silvery gray, much too gray for how young his face said he was, but just gray enough to send me through the roof with all sorts of fantasies of Cary Grant in North by Northwest.